senses. But the gopis replied, "We do not see them as you describe." Then those best of the holy places, joining their palms in supplication, spoke up, "I am the salt ocean. I am the ocean of milk. I am the Amara Dirghika. I am the river Shona. I am the river Sindhu. I am Tamra Parani. I am the holy place Pushkar. I am the river Saraswati. And we are the Godavari, Yamuna and Reva rivers, and the confluence of rivers at Prayag. Just see our waters." After purifying himself by bathing, Lord Hari became quite arrogant and said, "I have produced a pond containing all the various holy places, whereas you gopis must never have executed any religious duties on this earth for the pleasure of Lord Brahma." Then Srimati Radharani addressed her girlfriends as follows, "I must create an even more beautiful pond, so go to work." Having heard these words, the gopis saw that Aristasura's hooves had dug a shallow ditch just west of Sri Krishna's pond. At that nearby spot, all the gopis began digging up lumps of soft mud with their hands, and in this way a divine pond manifested in the short span of an hour. Krishna was astonished to see the lake they produce. He said, "Go ahead, lotus-eyed one. You and your companions should fill this pond with water from mine." But Radha replied, No, this is impossible. Since the water of your pond is contaminated by your terrible sin of killing a cow, I will have my countless gopi companions bring the pure water of the Manas Ganga here in billions of pots. In this way, I will fill this lake with my own water and thus make its renown unequal in the entire world. Lord Krishna then gestured to the heavenly personality, who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. Suddenly that person rose up out of Krishna's pond and bowed down to the daughter of Sri Vishabhanu, Radharani. Then with palms joined and tears pouring from his eyes, he began praying to her in devotion, "O goddess, even Lord Brahma himself, the knower of all scriptures, cannot understand your glories, nor can Lord Shiva or Lakshmi. Only Krishna, the supreme goal of all human endeavor, can understand them. And thus he feels obliged to personally make sure that you can wash away your perspiration when you are fatigued." Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitayena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gavratvishe Namaha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। So in this second part of this purport, there is wonderful description of the conversation between Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani and our companions. And these verses have been searched by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who is a very, very pure, elevated soul in our parampara. And he is quoting from various scriptures in his commentary. And here we can see that the demon Arishtasura, who was killed by Lord Krishna, who came in the form of a bull, not just ordinary size, but his size was quite huge. It is said that his hump was almost in the clouds, and appeared that it is like a big mountain, because there were a lot of clouds also hovering on his hump. And when he came with such speed and with such vengeance to kill Lord Krishna, that was his mission. And we can see that Lord Krishna is not an ordinary person. He is a supreme personality of Godhead. For him, there is nothing. This is like a child's play for him. And in the future also, we'll read the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, that when there was Krishna had to marry Satya, that time Krishna was asked to subdue 7 bulls, very strong bulls, and he had to fight with them and put the rope around their nose. So that's quite may not be, from our cow production point of view, very healthy. But that was something was challenged. So Krishna can do anything. Krishna can protect, and that is Krishna's. We cannot find faults in Krishna. So here he was. This Arishtasura was a in the form of a bull. And Krishna knew that he was a demon. And he came with such speed and just charging at Lord Krishna. So that time, Krishna was very, there was no anxiety in him. He was just standing, keeping his hand on his friend's shoulder, and his bull was charging at him, and Krishna could just hold his horns and threw him around. He just like, he was beating him like a cloth. Washerman sometimes they want to beat the cloth. So like that he did with this bull. And he did not die, but he became more angry because he was defeated in one sense. So again he came charging. And then Krishna then removed one of his horns, big horn, and then beat him with that. And then this bull died actually. So that time, there is this conversation between gopis and Lord Krishna is quite important. They are accusing Lord Krishna. They are saying that you have killed, although it was a demon, but still he was in the form of a bull. And killing bull or cow is very sinful. So they were demanding Lord Krishna that you should atone for it. And another place, the example is given that of a Vritrasura. Indra killed Vritrasura. So that time also, although he was a demon, Indra had to take the reactions of killing a Brahmana. So therefore, gopis were saying that you have committed a sin. In fact, on Lord Krishna's part, there is no sin. Krishna cannot be affected by any sin. The pious activity or the sinful activities are in this mortal world. But Krishna is not subjected to the three modes of mortal nature or the laws of karma. So somebody may wonder that how Krishna can get contaminated. That is, one may ask that how it is possible that these gopis are asking Krishna to atone for this apparent sin. And Krishna is the all pure. It is also explained that Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam gatopiya yap smaret mandrikaksham sabhaya bhayantara shuchi. That the living entity is wandering in this mortal world and going through various phases, pure, impure, and getting entangled in this mortal world. But if someone remembers the lotus-eyed Lord Krishna, Pundrikaksha, Sabhaya Bhayantra Shuchi, then one becomes internally and externally clean. That is the recommended process or the method by which to purify our whole existence. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came with that process, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. We need to cleanse our heart. Then one can realize one's own self as a pure spirit soul, which doesn't get contaminated. So, here, Krishna also agrees, because these are not ordinary activities between some boys and girls. These are transcendental activities. And one has to see from that perspective, that although Lord Krishna is ready to undergo atonement here, he is going to bring all the holy places, but still we must know that these are not ordinary activities. These are transcendental activities. These are special leelas between Lord Krishna and his intimate associates. So, just to please them, he brings all the holy places. And they wanted, gopis wanted, that Lord Krishna should go to all the holy places and take bath to become free from this sinful activity. But Krishna is very expert. He wants to prove them that he is really taking bath. So instead of going to all the holy places, he brings all the holy places in front of them. Otherwise they may again question that we don't know really whether you went or not. So that doubt might have come. So therefore Krishna is just trying to remove that doubt also, which may come in the future. And he's bringing all the holy places at one place. This is quite wonderful actually. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all other holy places personified, they are his servants. They immediately come there. And first, the Bhogavati river, which is coming from Patala region. Patala is quite down. There are 14 planetary systems and Earth is almost at the middle. And below that, Atal, Vital, Sutal, Talatal, Rasatal, Patal, almost at the down. So from there are also rivers. It is not that only on Earth planet only we see rivers, mountains and all human beings, but on almost on every planet, everywhere there are living entities. And there are mountains and rivers and various things are there. Everywhere there is civilization. So we cannot understand from our material science, because according to material science we believe what we see. So we may not be able to see that how there is river on other planets, or the oceans, milk ocean, or sometimes on the moon. It is explained the moon is a heavenly planet, and there are wonderful forests, Nandakanan forests are there. But if somebody tries to observe the moon from material vision, then one will just see some rocks, just some, maybe some mountains. But to see that on the real sense, one has to have a pure vision, and especially from the vision of scriptures, Shastra Chakshu. then our knowledge becomes perfect. So therefore, when Lord Krishna is calling all these holy places at one place, that means they are existing somewhere. It is not he's creating suddenly and bringing. They are existing somewhere, some part of the universe, and they are coming. So, Bhogavati, Ganga, Mandakini, Ganga and Bhogavati, three names for Mother Ganga. In the heavenly planet it is Mandakini, on the earthly planet it is Ganga, and in the lower planetary systems it is Bhogavati. So these are, Ganga is very, very pure actually, and we know the story of Ganga, that when Ganga was to come, Bhagirath Maharaj was performing his tapasya to bring Ganga on earth. That time she put some conditions that if I come, then there are people, they may bathe, sinful people may bathe, and all the sins will be there in the waters of Ganga. So that time, Lord Shiva, who is a very, very merciful Vaishnava, he accepts to hold Mother Ganga on his head. And she was promised that when the saintly people bathe in Ganga, then that sin will not come. They will actually purify the holy places. Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayambhu. So when the devotees of the Lord, they are so powerful, they can even purify the holy places. That is the power of, and therefore they are also called as Tirthas. They are the holy places personified. So Bhugavati river is coming from the Patala region. Then there are other holy places, they also come. And Lord Krishna tells that, see, these all holy places have come. But the gopis are saying that they can't see how Lord Krishna is describing. Then they come forward and they reveal their identities. And there is a salt ocean, ocean of milk, Amar Dirghika, river Shona, Sindhu, Tamrapani, Pushkar, Saraswati, Godavari, Yamuna, Reva, and rivers at Prayag. All these are very, very holy places actually, holy waters. And they come and fill the pond which was created by Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna takes bath in that. So now Lord Krishna is, say, purified now from the sinful activity. Krishna is never contaminated, but just to please enhance this pastime, he accepts, okay, you want me to take bath in the holy places, and I will take the bath. Just to, he gives pleasure to his devotees. And in that way we can see that even the Supreme Lord is conquered by the love and devotion of his devotees. Krishna accepts to be conquered by his devotees. So he takes bath and then he comes out and he tells them that now I have become purified now. And he becomes little bit arrogant. Here it is explained that Lord Hari became quite arrogant and said, I have produced a pond containing all the various holy places, whereas you gopis must never have executed any religious duties on this earth for the pleasure of Lord Brahma. Here it is, some other Lord Brahma's name has come. He is not saying Lord Vishnu, just to there may be some other deeper meaning. But he is saying that you might not have performed any religious duties for the pleasure of Lord Brahma. So indirectly he also wanted that, he was hinting that you also should take bath to become purified. And this is such a wonderful opportunity here, all the holy places have come, so it is better. So Srimati Radharani is telling that we cannot take bath in this pond because this water also has become contaminated. Because now we have taken bath and that sin has come in this water. So this water also has become contaminated. So they wanted to avoid that. This is a very, very elevated pastime actually. We cannot understand from our own perception. But then they decide that they will make another pond. And where Arishtasura's hooves had struck the ground, that there was a small ditch was created. And nearby that spot, all the gopis started digging up. And how they started digging up? With their bangles. They had their bangles and they broke that. They started digging up. And a small pond was created. And that place is also called as Kankan Kund. There is a, in Radha Kund, there is a, still inside, there is Kankan Kund, which was originally created by Srimati Radharani and gopis. Kankan means bangles. Because of the bangles, they started creating this wonderful pond. And in this way, a divine pond manifested in that short span of an hour. This pastime started almost at the evening. This Arishtasura had come in the evening at the twilight. And this was going on. So it was almost like a midnight where this they were doing this pastime there. And Krishna was astonished to see the lake they produce. Within 1 hour they produce a nice lake. And he told that now you should fill this pond with the waters from mine. Then he said that okay, it is now created, so you can take the waters from my pond and you can fill up. But they said, no, we cannot take your water. Your water is contaminated. We will bring water from Manas Ganga. Manas Ganga is almost like something 5 miles away from Radha Kund, near the Mukharavin, beginning of Govardhan Parikrama. So they wanted to bring the water from that place. And of course Manas Ganga is also created by Lord Krishna in some other pastime. But they thought that that is more pure. It's Ganga water. And they started bringing, and Srimati Radharani is telling that I'll have my countless gopi companions bring the pure water from the Manas Ganga here in billions of pots. And they start that work. of bringing the water. And in this way I'll fill this lake with my own water and thus make it renowned, unequal in the entire world. So it is explained that there are almost like 3 billion gopis. And they are in the spiritual world. And when they started this work, they all were assisting Srimati Radharani in this seva, in this service of filling this pond of Radhakund. And they were bringing this water. And then Lord Krishna, he gestured to a heavenly personality who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. And suddenly that person rose out of Krishna's pond and bowed down to the daughter of Sri Vrishabhanu. Then with palms joined and tears pouring from his eyes, he began praying to her in devotion. Lord Krishna, he indicated to that personality, heavenly personality, who was in that, who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. And he told that he wanted that he should fill up that water. And he also is praying to Srimati Radharani, our goddess. Even Lord Brahma himself, the knower of all scriptures, cannot understand your glories. Nor can Lord Shiva or Lakshmi. Only Krishna, the supreme goal of all human endeavor, can understand it. And thus he feels obliged to personally make sure that you can wash away your perspiration when you are fatigued. So he started praying. And then later we see that the water starts gushing from Shyamkund to Radhakund. And in that way, that pond also gets filled up. So we can see that these are very, very special pastime. This is a very special pastime which has occurred, and Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has done a lot of research to get the exact details. And he has given in his commentary these 20 verses of their conversation. And we can see that this place is so important to all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Brahma Madhva, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And Srila Rupa Goswami, who is was one of the Goswamis, six Goswamis, and who actually understood the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadhantikam. So it is explained that Srila Rupa Goswami, who actually understood the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, who is very intimate to Srimati Radharani. So Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Upadeshamrita, he is writing that amongst better than Vaikuntha Loka is Mathurapuri. So sometimes we may think that maybe Vaikuntha is superior than Mathura, but he is saying that superior to Vaikuntha Loka is Mathura. And in Mathura, Vrindavan, the holy place, and in Vrindavan, Govardhan, and in Govardhan, Shyamkund and Radhakund. So he is given so much importance And in the later verses also explain that how Radhakund is so important, because it is a special place where these pastimes had occurred, and one can achieve love of Godhead, the love of Srimati Radharani. So that just by bathing in these holy places, these kundas, which is very dear to Lord Krishna. So, Srila Rupa Goswami has given so much importance to this Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And we are also Rupanugas, following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. And to achieve that platform is not easy. One should not think that now I have achieved that. I am qualified for that. One should never feel that I am qualified. I am not qualified. I need a lot of purification. I need to do a lot of service in the mood of servant of the servant. Then, by their grace, by the grace of the Supreme Lord and Srimati Radharani, one may achieve that place. So therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has given a very systematic program that how to achieve that. And in the very beginning, he has told that Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam. That is a beginning. That is a beginning of sadhana bhakti. Okay. Controlling the urge to speak, jiva vegam, the urges of the tongue, tasting and speaking, manasa krodha vegam. So many urges are there, they have to be controlled. Then afterwards, then there is a next level. Then that first verse itself will take maybe many lifetimes to achieve that perfection. But by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we can see that we have been given this wonderful opportunity to practice in that line. And if somebody is sincere, then one can make progress. Sincere, serious, and no ulterior motives. No ulterior motive. Sincere is sincere, serious, he has to be serious, and no ulterior motive. Then one may get the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of spiritual master. And one has to serve. Sometimes we may demand so many things, or we may find faults with other Vaishnavas, and that may hinder our devotional process. And sometimes in an organization one may not get recognition, or one may not be appreciated, or and sometimes one may wonder that how this process is working, whether whatever I am doing is really noticed by the Supreme Lord, or is somebody really taking note of what I am doing. But one should have complete faith that whatever services we are doing are noted by Lord Krishna's agents. They are always taking note of all the activities we are doing. And when they see that really we are in the mood of servant of the servant, then some lifetime we may go back. One should not think that maybe this is only, now next life I will be in the spiritual world. I don't have to, I'm not coming back. But we should have patience. Whatever Lord wants, not my will. If Lord wants me to stay in this mortal world for millions and billions of lifetimes, if that is a desire of the Lord, we should be ready. Sometimes we are not ready. We think that now I have chanting 16 rounds for some years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Now I am qualified. But that is not the materially we cannot judge. Or sometimes we may see that somebody has just come and become very advanced. And he is getting special mercy. And then sometimes that kind of thought may come that, oh, how can he or she is getting more mercy than me? That kind of envy may come, or we may find faults with somebody. So as long as these kind of thoughts are coming, we are not qualified. We have to realize that still there is a lot of purification is required. At one time, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was telling that, do you think that Krishna will allow fault finders and envious people in His world, in the spiritual world, in His Golok Dham? He will not allow. How can He allow? There are fault finders and envious people in the spiritual world. They have to be extremely pure and clean in their hearts, free from all these anarthas. Then only they'll be allowed. And that is the real tapasya of mind. To be happy seeing others happy. To see that somebody others are getting mercy, to still be happy from really within, not externally showing that, oh yes, yes, very nice, but internally we are not really happy. That is also not proper. And even this is the attitude of the gopis, or even Srimati Radharani, who is the supreme gopi. They never think that they are qualified. They think that even some new gopi comes, she is doing some service, they think that here is a wonderful gopi, she is doing so nice service, she is more qualified. They are pushing her towards Krishna so that she gets more mercy. So that is a very, very elevated level, actually. One has to practice. One should become more purified to achieve that level. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Srila Sanatana Goswami is also giving that process, actually. That Srila Rupa Goswami, when he is seeing that he is achieving the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sanatana Goswami is more happy. Sanatana Goswami is elder brother of Rupa Goswami. But when he is seeing that Srila Rupa Goswami is achieving mercy, he is really understanding the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is able to write so many detailed pastimes and intricate leelas, so many things are revealed to him. He is not feeling envy. He is very, very pure soul. He is so happy. So when we or in the institution, practicing sadhana bhakti, or sometimes this kind of anarthas may come, or the pride may come, just like the this bull, Arishtasura, he represents a pride of the fraudulent religionist. And that kind of even pride should not come, that I am more qualified or I know better. That is more dangerous. Then as soon as that thought comes, then we think that others are lesser, I know better. So then we don't see them, others, as pure souls, and sometimes they may be more advanced than me. Then that vision gets covered. So therefore, when we develop the mood of the servant whether somebody is a senior than me, or whether he is equal to me, or whether somebody is still younger than me, when we develop this mood of serving, then by the grace of the Supreme Lord, we may achieve that spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions, comments? Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.